The Hayes Chamber has a new administrative assistant. President and CEO Sarah Wasinger introduces Marlis Fletcher to us on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Marlis is rounding out our team quite beautifully. Day number two only, and she had the gumption to say, yes, I'll be on the radio. So we would love to just introduce her to our community and her new role at the Chamber.
Yeah, very cool, because this is a new position, right? It kind of is replacing old, I forget her name now. She came in all the time.
Nicole. Yes. So this will be replacing the Vice President of Programs. Marlis is going to kind of be our master of all trades kind of gal, and she'll be taking over the Hayes Young Professionals organization and kind of working with them, as well as just being our fantastic organizer for some of our other events and just keeping us on our toes here at the Chamber. So we are so excited to have her joining us.
Very cool. And Marlis, you're from Hayes, right?
I am. I grew up in Russell, but I've been in Hayes for over 30 years now.
Well, I mean, I suppose we'll let you in. 30 years, that's a little time. Yeah, very cool.
So there's a fun fact about Marlis that I loved learning about her when she actually interviewed. Did you know she's a master gardener?
I did, actually, because I interview those folks all the time. Actually, oh. Marlis, did I interview you as a master gardener this year?
Not this year.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember if it was you or somebody else. Yeah, that's a cool program, too, down there at the Cottonwood Extension District, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that some other time. But we got to get into some Chamber stuff, or we're going to run out of time here. You've got a golf tournament coming up this month still, right?
We do. We know we've been talking about it quite a bit, but that's because registration deadlines are going to be here before you know it. They're going to be due on August 28th, and that will give us plenty of time to ensure we have our polo shirt orders and all that good stuff put together, as well as get the flights ready. So I'm going to actually let Marlis share the cost information for how teams can get involved if they want to register for the golf tournament.
So teams of four, they're $500 a team. Cart rentals, $20 each.
And we have our forms on the website, so they can just visit the Chamber website, or we can email them a form if they'd rather us do that. We just had our August newsletter hit the press, actually, through email today, or actually last night. So the registration forms can also be found in the newsletter. And then we also have another cool offering in conjunction with that. We did find out last week, James, that we will not be offering a patio party with the event. With everything going on with COVID-19, we figure that social distancing is very important right now to keep our community safe. So in an attempt to have fewer people at the event, we will forego that part of our event this year. However, we are still going to have an auction in conjunction with the golf tournament, as well as a his and her beer and wine fridge. And I put Marlis to work yesterday. She actually counted how many bottles of wine and beer we have. Marlis, do you want to share those stats?
Okay, so we have 19 bottles of wine in the wine cooler, the wine fridge. And then in the beer fridge, there are 60 cans and 12 bottles of beer. So,
wow.
And we are featuring some local folks for that. So Defiance Brewing Company in Hayes, actually, we have the 60 cans of beer come from their stock. And then Lawrence actually has a brewery as well, and the 12 bottles of beer are from their brewery. So the wine is exciting, too, because we have Shiloh Vineyards and our very own Resurrection Vineyard here just north of Hayes. So a lot of great ways to get some local beverages that are very tasty for this time of year, and a great way to keep them cool. So Marlis, I know we talked about ticket prices yesterday. Do you want to share that really quick with folks?
So tickets are $20 for one, and bundle of three is $50. So,
and they can get those right now.
Yeah, come buy your tickets.
Yeah, you just pop by the office there?
Yes, so we actually have the refrigerators set up right now. And for the people listening at home, I know 19 is an odd number. No, we have not drank any of the bottles of wine yet, so they are all still there.
Yet, I like that.
But yeah, they can come check out the refrigerators if they want to, and tickets are on sale now, of course, up to the day of the event. So feel free to give us a call if you want to get those. We are able to order them by phone, too. So.
Very cool. Yeah, I know it's a bummer you have to cancel that, but it's going around. You know, it's better safe than sorry, right?
But yeah, we'll still have the event, just not the actual patio party. So,
right.
We'll hope to pull that event back into the swing of things back in 2021.
Absolutely. Let's see. So you've got a business showcase coming up here too, right?
We do. Now, this is a fun event that we are revamping. Again, COVID-19 gives us an opportunity to be creative. So businesses can actually start signing up for that now. We're taking it to the streets and are literally going to be having people go into the businesses this time. So it'll be a business showcase challenge. We're going to do something like a bingo card, but a business showcase challenge card that will feature 10 different businesses. So October 5th through October 16th, actually, the Monday through Friday, we'll have one of those 10 businesses featured on that day, to where we will focus a video on them on our Facebook page. And then we will just encourage people within the community to go to the businesses. They can get one of those challenge cards at any of the participating businesses. And just so long as they go to at least 7 businesses within that 2-week period, they can actually be entered into a chance to win $100 in chamber checks. So we think it's a great way to get people to see the fun products and services that our businesses have, as well as do some neat things marketing our businesses leading up to the event. So folks can register for that if they want to. The cost is really very quite affordable, and we think very reasonable for all the attention that folks will get, and it's only $150. So if that is of interest to any chamber member businesses out there, feel free to give us a call, 785-628-8201, and get in touch with Rhonda.
Very cool. Yeah, and those chamber checks, they spend just like cash, don't they?
They do, and they're good at almost all of our 500 participating businesses. So it's a great way to keep money local, a great way to have fun. And we might add, obviously, October 5th through 16th is right ahead of the holiday shopping season. So just come out and get a head start on your holiday shopping. We think it'll be kind of fun.
Nah, that's not fun. Fun is you wait till the day before Christmas and you do all your shopping, you know, at like 4 o'clock Christmas Eve.
All right, typical guy shopping there, James. Well,
yeah, exactly.
Get it together this year.
I might try. I might participate in this business showcase thing. Get some business or some shopping done for local businesses early. But let's see what else we got going on. There's a ribbon cutting this week, right?
Yes, so we are excited. FHSU Tiger Tots is kind of adding to their location. So they're going to be at the Hadley Center at 220 East 8th Street. That'll be Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. So we are going to have people wearing masks and practicing social distancing. So if you are coming to that event, masks will be required. So please do bring your own. There might be a couple of extras on hand just in case you don't have one. But we would love to keep everybody safe, especially since they'll be starting school soon. So.
Yeah, that's the last thing. We need all the kids to get sick before the school starts.
Right, exactly. So we'll try to keep everybody healthy. And speaking of keeping people healthy, we have a new offering at the Chamber that we are excited to talk about. Last week, we were able to have our health insurance and wellness pool kind of Q&A session at the venue at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill. And we are excited to have Josh Sapp. He is going to be our benefits kind of manager working with us. He'll be offering another Q&A session for folks who are interested in that on August 20th. Again, we'll feature that at Thirsty's venue. And the cost to register for that is $12 if you want to participate in the lunch. And you can register for that on the hayeschamber.com/events page. If you want to come and listen but don't want to eat, that's an option too. You would just need to call us and let us know so we can register you without that fee. But that will be limited to 25 people to attend that event. Affordable health insurance is just something that is at the heart of something that's important for all of our businesses, whether you are a small business or a large business. And it's up to the chamber to try to find ways to help our businesses right now. And we think that helping control costs for affordable health solutions that are reliable, that are local solutions, is the right thing to be doing for our members right now. So we are very excited to offer that. A little bit more information, starting in September, we are going to start sending out health questionnaires. As long as businesses participate and have their full-time employees participate in the health questionnaires, they would be able to be considered for that health insurance offering. So even if you're just curious about the price, as long as you go through that process and have your full-time employees fill out that health questionnaire, you can kind of come alongside us. And if you are wanting to participate in the plan, then those rates would be released to the members at that time once we kind of have the actuaries looking at the pool itself to get a cost for the overall premiums.
So, Sarah, Sarah, I noticed that last one was on Facebook Live. If I wanted to go back and watch that, could I go watch it?
Yes, great point, Marlis. Thank you so much for bringing that up. So, yes, we will have this one on Facebook Live as well for those who maybe feel safer attending that way, or maybe the lunch hour that day is just not a great option for them.
Yeah, that's always cool to have that available for, because who knows what schedules are. You know, you get called away and you're busy during lunch hour, even though you didn't think you would be, and then you have that opportunity to go back and check it out. That's very cool.
So for folks who have questions about that, we do have information about the plans on the Chamber's website under the News and Announcements tab. So again, if people have other questions, they're more than welcome to reach out to us here at the Chamber. And if we can't answer the questions, we can refer them to Josh, our Benefits Manager.